Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. This is one of the coolest jobs ever. For that matter, it's probably the best company I've ever worked for. I'm surrounded by great people with a hustle and bustle all day. The cacophony of sound swirls around the place like the building that I work in is alive. Most, not all, but most radio stations I've worked at have been like that. Very exciting and fun. And it's all based on sound. The music wafts down the halls from different stations like the smell at a restaurant. A little sprinkle of Top 40, a little dash of Christian, a pinch of news. It's just perfect for an ADD dude like me. Because of what I do, I've become very sensitive to sounds. One of my very favorite in the world is my daughter's as she takes that one last long exhale just before she goes to sleep. It is the most peaceful sound in the world. I also like the dead quiet sound of living in the country, the getting ready to work very, very early. You know, the quiet, but not. With the good comes the bad, of course. As it turns out, the dragging your nails across a chalkboard is not the most annoying sound in the world, but it is in the top five. In fact, it's not even the most annoying sound you can make on a chalkboard. Scientists at Australia's University of Newcastle had people listen to sounds while getting an MRI and saw which sounds produced the strongest reaction in people's brains. For your sake, I will not be giving examples this time. Here are the five most annoying sounds. Number five, nails on a chalkboard. Number four, rubbing a ruler against a glass bottle. Number three, writing on the chalkboard. Number two, dragging a fork across a glass or a plate. Rubbing a knife against the glass bottle is the number one most annoying sound in the world, which kind of surprised me. You can thank me later for not sharing the sound effects on that one, though. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. As I am in and out of there, probably once every 2 weeks or so, I don't know that I've ever been in there and seen the same thing. I mean, there are some duplicates, obviously, but there's always something new and different to look at because he brings in heirloom stuff all the time. So if you've got something you think you'd like to sell, he'd like to take it off your hands. They do gold and silver bullion, he'll do appraisals, and they've even got a jeweler on staff for custom pieces. Go take a look for yourself. Sometimes it really can be like a museum in there. It's davidsjewelryandcoins.com online or in person on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.